K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator. Dealer Tom King in the host chair. Ballerine footy first, and yesterday Motowari 14.993 over the top of Bowen Heads 5.16.46. But that wasn't it for the Warriors. They also won the A-grade netball, and I've got a very proud football club president joining me on the line right now in Michael Fitzgerald. Mick, firstly, take us inside the celebrations down at Community Bank Oval last night. I'm guessing it would have been a massive night for the people of Moriak and Motowari.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Yeah, it was, mate. Few of us slept here tonight, actually, me being one of them. And fair to say, the celebrations are still going. So everyone's inside. I'll walk you in the rooms in a minute. And, yeah, she's rocking here.
Yeah, obviously, as I said, the A-grade netball is getting up as well. Your reserve-grade football is unfortunately beaten by a point in the reserve-grade grand final. But talk to us about your emotions yesterday. You've been president of the club for the best part of a decade and seen a bit of a rebuild. There was a finals appearance back in 2012 and then back down the ladder. But the last 3 or 4 years, extremely competitive, especially under Josh Finch and now John Meeson. How did you react when the siren went? And when did you, I suppose, allow yourself to think you'd won the game?
Oh, I don't know. It was a bit surreal, the whole thing, actually. We, you know, obviously the boys played really well from start to finish. Would have been probably halfway through the last quarter. I was looking at the score. I texted our timekeeper and said, how long to go? And he said about, I don't know, 6 minutes. Sorry.
They've worked anyway, out you on the radio.
They got to kick more goals than... there is minutes left. So I thought we might have it. I don't think I'll catch it.
Yep. Did you go in confident? Speaking to some of the players post-game, despite what happened in the second semi-final, you lost by more than 10 goals, but a lot of the players never seemed to lose faith that they could bounce back in the big one.
I just thought the list we had, the 22 that were going to take the field, they're pretty good side, like a very good side, mate. And we had every line of our... from backs through to forwards, mids, had genuine star quality in it. So, reflecting on it, I think we got ahead of ourselves a bit in the second semi. I think the boys had won 7 out of 8 or something like that. Probably thought it was just going to happen. Bowen Heads was pretty slick outfit. They come out and they got momentum. And I think it was a bit of a shock. So, we just knew if we played, I'm sure John and Josh, Chris Carlin and... Boy and Fish, they just drilled it into them that we just got to play. They call it the model way, and it's just something they're just drilling into them. Just play our style of footy, and it'll stand up. So, yeah, we were, quietly confident that if we played our best footy, it would stand up. So,
John Meeson was best on ground yesterday. Who was best off ground last night?
Probably Scott Hovey. I've got a bit of shout out to Scott Hovey. He's probably started off a great man as... He's best on so far today, too.
Yep. And a couple of your club legends were there yesterday as well. I think I saw Max Harvey there. Obviously, they would have been thrilled for the club.
Yeah, they were, mate. And I spoke about it on Thursday night to the group, to all the supporters and that were there Thursday night dinner. I said, you can get as many motivational speakers in and speeches and comments and everything, but if you want any motivation, these guys have put 150 years combined service with the club, so... There was no more motivation needed than to win one for those two guys who just put a lifetime of work in. So it was fantastic to have them here. And they were back last night. We presented all the players. And yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
The coaches aren't signed for next year, and they didn't really want to talk about it post-match, but I'm guessing that's discussions that will take place in coming weeks.
Yeah, we just thought we put it on hold, to be honest, where we were at the season, we obviously had, the finals and so forth to concentrate on. I just wanted to make sure everyone's focus was on that. So, I reckon Finchie was certainly been doing it for 3 years. John's obviously just a 1 year. So I wouldn't be surprised if they want to go around again, both of them together. But anyway, time will tell.
Absolutely. Fitzy, wrap for you. You've poured a lot of blood, sweat and tears into the Motowari Football Netball Club, and to do the double, win the A-grade netball and the senior football is testament to the work of people like you, and I know there's plenty of other helpers around you that were as equally as thrilled as what took place down at Drysdale yesterday. Congratulations. Enjoy the festivities as they continue today, and well done.
Yeah, no worries, Kingy. I reckon you should... probably ringing us about 6 o'clock tonight because he's going to get pretty loose here.
Might find myself out to Moriac a little bit later and maybe catch up with you for a beer.
Righto.
Thanks, Fitzy. Well done.
See you, mate. Good on you.
Mick Fitzgerald joining us here, the president of Model Warriors. The Warriors do the double, the A-grade netball and senior football. We're going to talk GDFL next. Thompson are through to the grand final. They play Inverleigh next week. Tigers co-coach and fan favourite Reece Howell to join us shortly. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer on KROQ 955.